the podcast with everything paranormal and your host peeing your pants. I don't even know what that was, Joe.
I picked the Christmas song for the Christmas show.
Was that Nose Whistles or something?
Jingle Bells by something. I can't say the word. Oh, by the way, folks, this is Do Paranormal Podcast, your serious podcast.
Very
of the paranormal.
Serious. Christmas Spooktacular.
We're going away from the paranormal for today's show to bring you the weird.
Weird, paranormal, Christmas Spooktacular, and I'm making weird motions with my hands because that was crazy.
We have to have a little fun at the end of the year, even though this isn't our last show of the year, but this is Christmas.
It's not, but we do need some laughter in our life right now, huh, Joe?
Yeah, so you bought some boots?
Oh,
yeah.
You guys want to hear my rant of the
week?
This
is why, everybody, you need to go to Jen's Poshmark page and buy boots and purses and clothes from her.
Yes. Okay. So I bought these really cool boots online. So you know how you get these pop-up ads on Instagram and Facebook, and they got these cute winter boots. And I was like, oh my God, those are so cute. What a great price. I bought 3 pair, right? Yeah. $125.
Okay.
And 97 cents. I get these mother truckers in the mail in a bag.
Okay.
Rubber banded together. It didn't look anything like the photograph that was advertised.
I saw the photograph. They're really nice.
These bastards. Pardon my language. These boots were so fugly. They look like something you get with a cheap Halloween costume. I was furious.
Yeah.
I have been fighting with the people, customer service, air quote.
Thank you for calling customer service.
No, they want to give me $5, but they want me to mail them back and me pay for it. It says it's very expensive to mail it back, but we can offer you $5 on your next purchase. I'm like, go scratch.
They were going to give you a store credit, website
credit.
Oh,
my God. I said, you are baiting and switching. You are scamming people. You are scammers. I think I have 50 emails to them right now.
Well, I went to their website, their Facebook page. I went to their website, and they have all the stuff on there, but they have no customer reviews on their website. But if you go to Facebook, every single comment is,
yeah. I wish I would have known that.
These are scammers.
It.
These are
garbage. So
not what you...
My word of advice at Christmas time, don't buy stuff off of these, you know, quote unquote, great deals on Instagram and Facebook ads that pop up. I bought that hair stuff that you keep seeing these pop-up ads where the people like put the stuff on their hair and it makes it like super silky and glossy.
Oh no.
It was junk.
But I looked at those boots and they looked like
expensive boots, right?
Well, the picture did, but the real ones that came to you looked like a cheap Halloween costume.
They're terrible. They're like paper thin. They're glued together. The stuff is like peeling off. There's no insole to them at all. It's just like plastic. I mean, junk, like literally junk. I was like, oh, Marger.
And a lot of you are friends with Jen on Facebook, and she did post the Facebook
you have to
post.
To my
she did post.
You have
how
to
you can,
go check it.
If you want to contact them and tell them how nice their products are.
Oh, my God. So I ended up disputed it on my credit card, so I'm letting them
deal with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, on a more Christmassy, happy note.
Merry Christmas to me. Like, I'm not having the worst Christmas season already, right? But this is going to cheer you guys up.
Yes. We found some weird Christmas traditions. And like I said, we're not talking paranormal. Well, Jen has some paranormal stuff from a good show friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got some paranormal Christmas stuff off of a gentleman who has been on our show before, Aaron Sagers. You guys probably know him from Travel Channel.
Show number 168. If you dial the dial back to 168, you'll hear him tell us.
Going to the Christmas past.
Yes.
All right, so here's some very interesting Christmas time paranormal phenomena, folklore, and pop culture that you can share with all your friends. Folklore.
Oh, some phenomena?
Yeah. All right. My Christmas jingle to you all.
Yeah.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle, Joe. Okay, so, you know, of course, obviously, Santa Claus. Everybody knows the old Santa Claus.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I did photos in the mall with Santa Claus that was a replacement Santa Claus for our mall?
I can't read. No.
We had a great Santa Claus that did photos for us, and he was going to come and do the photos at the mall with us.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, he didn't know he was supposed to be in that first day. So the mall manager got us a replacement, and it is every mall Santa horror story wrapped up in one. I let him borrow my Santa outfit, which I had to throw away because it would smell of urine.
Oh, gross. When they get this guy off the,
I don't know,
out of the sewer or something?
Not to be light of the handicap, but he could not walk, so we hit using a wheelchair. Which, you know, that's no big deal.
Right.
Except the fact that when he had to go to the bathroom.
He just went.
And I think that he, yeah. And.
He peed in your suit?
Yes. And.
Oh, good grief.
He was like, I got to take a break. I got to take a break. I'm like, okay. So I said, okay, we'll wheel you over to the bathroom. And I struggled. I pushed. And this thing, it was the hardest trip I've ever taken. This guy felt like he weighed 1,000 pounds trying to push him to the bathroom. And then I got to the bathroom. I was like, I am not helping you. When you get in, I am not helping you. You need to get up out of your chair by yourself.
I'm shaking my head.
And
for all the listeners.
So he gets out of his chair, does thing. I look down at the chair, and I had the locks on the wheels. So I look back in the mall, and you can see these two lines in the floor. From where I pushed him.
Sled marks.
Yeah. And the kids were
more. On the floor and in your suit.
There were kids standing around watching this happen.
I can just picture you doing that.
Yeah, that's me.
Joe, mall photographer 101.
But anyhow, what about Santa Claus? What does everyone say about Santa Claus?
Okay, so I can't even, just the visual of that, like, oh God. It says the immortal elfin has been the power to, he has the power to manipulate time and space and leads a bunch of elf minions who watch children and visit them when they sleep. So the 4th century Greek Christian St. Nicholas of Myra and the Norse god Odin, Santa is a jolly home invader who can slip down chimneys to give gifts to the nice. I'm mad at Santa right now.
Why?
Because he hasn't brought me a husband. I've been asking for 20 freaking 5 years. And I don't see no man under my tree. Every year. Okay.
Well, see, maybe you should go to the Dutch. Okay. Because the Dutch have a Christmas tradition of putting shoes under their Christmas tree. Every year, in the days leading up to December 5th, the Dutch children eagerly place their shoes in front of the fires and hope that, now this is the Dutch name, Sinterklaas, will fill them with small gifts and treats in the night. Traditionally, carrots are left in the shoes for the consumption of Sinterklaas. But in the old days, children receive a potato in their shoe.
That sounds exciting.
That's in the Dutch children have for December 5th.
Interesting.
Which is their Christmas, I guess.
Okay. I won't talk about Krampus because we talk about Krampus. We did a whole thing about Krampus.
Con Krampus.
Yeah, get some might off for that Krampus. How about Black Peter?
I don't think I know about Black Peter.
A character who accompanies Sinterklaas in the Netherlands, Black Peter joins the Jolly Man in a boat from Spain, where they live instead of the North Pole, and assists in distributing goodies to nice children. Peter has alternatively been a conquered devil forced to help Santa Claus. A Moorish slave and a soot-covered chimney sweep, he will punish bad children, but it is not normally mean as Krampus, although he has a bag for stealing kids and transporting them back to España.
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 España. Do you know that to get some good luck in Germany, mm-hmm. ever since the 16th century, the German folk have been hiding something in the Christmas tree, and if you're the first one to find this, mm-hmm. you get good luck for the year.
Is it an owl?
No.
No. Oh.
It's a pickle.
I love pickles.
Yep.
Joe
in Germany, they
pickles.
Put pickles. Yes, I know.
Joe hates pickles.
Yes.
But I love them. Oh, God. That's so funny. Well, whatever tickles your pickle, Joe.
Whatever tickles your pickle, Jen.
Okay. So in Iceland.
Okay.
They have a tradition where a giant cat, meow, okay. is said to roam the snowy countryside at Christmas time. Traditionally, farmers would use a Yule cat as incentive for their workers. Those who would work hard would receive a new set of clothes, but those who didn't would be devoured by gigantic cat-like beasts. Meow. But today it's customary for everyone in Iceland to get new clothing for Christmas and to avoid an unsavory demise.
Okay.
So I'm buying Joe some clothes so he doesn't
get... I need new clothes.
So a giant cat doesn't devour him.
I'm now going to the gym and I'm going to be able to work out and work myself back into the clothes that I used to wear because I can't fit anything right now. I'm so fat. I'm a fatty, fat, fat.
We've been eating our emotions for about 2 years
now. Well, I haven't been able to work out or nothing. I put probably 5 miles on my bike this year.
I know. It's crazy. I didn't ride my bike once. It really? Was in the garage the entire year. It did not move. The tires are probably flat, but I haven't even opened my garage door in months since before summer.
Yeah, and all the garage sale stuff is in there. But anyhow. What else has Aaron came up with?
Oh, here's another one. This isn't Aaron's, but this is one, a really fun tradition. Now, you know how in Detroit every year they have Santa Arky?
Which I was invited to, but I cannot make it this year because my Santa Claus suit is gone.
Buy yourself a new one. but in the capital of Venezuela, in Caracas, swaths of city dwellers.
Okay.
Say that five times fast. Swaths of city
Swaths.
Dwellers make their way to a mass on roller skates every year on Christmas morning. So why roller skates? I can't tell you. But the city streets are closed for traffic for everybody to roller skate to church.
I think that'd be a blast.
It's even said that children sleep with one lace from their skates tied around their toe and the other skate dangling from the window so that their friends can wake them up with a tug on the lace.
Yeah.
Joe, get yourself some roller skates.
Yeah, heck yeah.
For Christmas. I'll buy you some.
Just don't buy them off that website that you bought.
Oh, God. You'd probably get some plastic Barbie ones or something, you know, like fit on your big toe or something. Let's see, in the Ukraine, they have a tradition.
Yeah, this is cool. I was going to read this one, yeah.
I'll let you do it.
No, I don't have it in front of me. Go ahead.
So
I can't read.
One of the favorite ones in the Ukraine is Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Strangest festive tradition is not one for accurate...
What?
Wait.
Acrophobes.
Okay.
Oh, acrophobia.
Arachnophobia.
Okay, start over.
Nah, that was good.
Okay.
So in Ukraine, we have tradition for arachnophobics. So if you are scared of spiders, you'd want to use this one. But instead of using decorations, they would use the natural formation of spider webs shimmering with dew. So they, create like spider webs out of like tinsel or whatever. And the tradition goes back to a folklore about a poor widow who could not afford to decorate a tree for her children. And the legend has it that the spiders in her house took pity on her and the family's plight and spun beautiful webs all over the Christmas tree. And the children awoke to find on Christmas morning. Spiders are also considered to be lucky in Ukrainian culture.
Yeah. That's kind of a cool story, though, if you think about it, because...
Why?
Well, okay, the folklore that I heard was that a woman could not afford a Christmas tree, so she had their kids grow a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
and so they grew the tree, but they had nothing to decorate it with. And when they went to bed, the spiders felt pity on them and webbed their webs, or whatever you say.
Yeah.
And so when the kids got up, the trees were covered with webs. And the legend has it that the webs turned to gold and silver. Silver and gold. And the family became rich and happily ever after.
Why can't that happen to us?
Don't know.
Don't. Maybe we should just do a tree with all lottery tickets instead of spider webs, because, you know, I'm scared to death of spiders. Speaking of scared.
Oh, yeah?
There's a legend on a Greek island, and I'm going to jack this name up right now. I'm just warning all our listeners, this is going to be one of the most jacked up Christmas legend names. So, you know, this is a story for our friend Alex on Glass Paranormal.
Yeah.
In Detroit. He's the Greek god. Alex, how are you? A goblin of Greek legend, these monsters live underground until Christmas Day, where they can emerge and stir up mischief until returning January 6th. Unless a home is protected with basil sprig, a wooden cross, a bowl of water, the creatures will swarm, wreaking havoc. Connected to vampires and werewolf lore, they can appear as half-human, half-beast with red glowing eyes. Some men, especially those born at Christmas, can transform themselves into the Cali Cancerizeroy. And I just jacked that up.
What is that name again?
Okay.
The Calican Cancer Lua. Walla Walla Walla.
I'm not even going to try to say it again. I'll just spell it for you. Kallikantzeroi. I don't want to say it again.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways, Greek island myth,
yes,
legend.
Yes, they turn into the little goblins and come and rape havoc. Are those the ones that I remember last year, I believe it was, or no, the year before. Way back.
100 years ago.
You put calendars on your porch so that when they come to your porch, they're not that bright, so they can only count to two, and they count two, and then they get stuck all night counting?
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
Yep.
Okay. See, I remember something.
Maybe. No, that was,
well, that was
know.
One of the goblin
Go
stories.
Go back and listen to our old Christmas shows, because they were fantastic.
Last year, we had some of the celebrities that we know call in and tell us their Christmas stories.
Ghost stories. Yeah. We don't have any Christmas ghost stories.
No, we don't.
We do not. I don't know. It's been very quiet in my house.
Oh, really?
Like, eerily quiet. Like, I don't know. It's weird. I was thinking, like, you know, there would be some, like, spirits around for Christmas. Like, my friend David, who passed away, or Dad,
yeah.
Or, you know, a lady across the street. Or
might be Christmas Eve.
Maybe. I probably won't be there. I'll be at Mom's house.
Yep.
Taking care of her. Okay, so, anywho, this one.
Okay.
Now, this comes to us from Italy.
Italy.
Which I would love to go to, by the way. If there's any rich listeners who just want to donate a couple $1,000 so I can go to Italy. There is a lady spirit called the Befana.
Befana?
No, it's no Befana. There's no L in it,
okay.
Apparently. Delivers goods to good children on Epiphany Eve, the night before the three wise men were said to arrive at little baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. It's a manger.
I have a story about the nativity scene later. Go ahead.
It's a good one, so stay tuned, kids. So the stories vary, but it's one of there was an old woman who ran into the wise men and turned down an invitation to go with them on their journey. So she was, because she was too busy sweeping. It sounds like me, because, you know, I'm type A and I like to clean everything. And I'm like, I gotta vacuum. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm out vacuuming.
Okay.
She has a change of heart and then tries to find sweet baby Jesus in a tuxedo shirt, but was never able to. So she travels on a broom, still searching and visiting children in the meantime.
Sort of like a good witch giving out toys and candy to the children. Speaking about sweet baby Jesus.
A tuxedo shirt.
Now, I think I'm pronouncing this wrong, but let's talk about the Kegenair.
Okay.
Kegenair. I'm sure I'm speaking it wrong, or spelling it wrong, saying it wrong, whatever. So, in Spain, Portugal and Italy, you'll see the nativity scenes. Mm-hmm. You'll see sweet baby Jesus in the middle. You'll see Mary. You'll see Joseph. You'll see the three wise men. But if you look in the corner, you'll see a man squatting down, taking a poo.
Did you say a poo?
A poo. He's taking a poo. This is a tradition since this, like 300 years, this tradition's been going on, that they actually have a man defecating in the corner of the nativity scene.
Dropping a deuce. Wound up like a deuce, another roller in the night.
No one knows where or
is
why.
Is that a Christmas song? Blinded by the light. The light, the giant.
Oh.
Star?
Starlight.
Okay, never mind. Carry on.
So this has been going on for like 300 years, and nobody knows why. Why is there a man taking a poop in the nativity scene?
Oh, my God.
Now, come on. In 2005, the government council of Barcelona tried to ban this from happening. They wanted to take it out of their nativity scene in the city square. Okay. There was such an outroar by the people that the city actually put it back because like 90% of the people put on a campaign to bring back the caganeer or whatever it's called.
So
there is a man. Now let's think about that. There's someone. Why? Why? Jen?
Was it one of the shepherds? Couldn't hold it anymore?
Well, they did walk a long way.
I poop on you. That's terrible. And then we got to find out who started
now,
this.
Now you can go and order your own carne or whatever you say, already severed, in any style you want. You can get any celebrity.
No way.
You can get the presidents.
No.
You can get Star Wars figures.
Can you get a Joe figure?
I'm sure you could. Someone out there take my picture and put me in the nativity scene. Not sweet baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Joe. In a tuxedo shirt taking a poop.
Why not?
Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Nothing says Christmas, Jen, like Joe in a corner. In a tuxedo suit.
It's a whole new meaning to Yule log.
Speaking of the Yule log, now that you just came in, there is a tradition
Help me, Jesus.
In Spain.
Oh, rabbit yeah. holes.
Okay.
Ahead.
So, Christmas tradition in Spain is the Tio de Nadal, the Christmas log. The tradition is that you take a tree branch off of your Yule tree,
mm-hmm.
you hollow it out, you put a face on the front, you put a little hat on it, and little legs sticking out the front. The days leading up to Christmas, the kids every night get to stuff some candy, nuts, and stuff in the Yule log.
Okay.
The Tio de Nadal. Now, the thing about that is, between December 8th and Christmas Eve, you know, the children fill it up with candy, put a blanket on it so it stays warm. It's such a cute tradition, isn't
Aww.
It? Yeah. On Christmas Eve, the kids get to do something special with the log.
Ooh, what's that?
Okay, so there's also a song that they sing. So what they do is they'll take some sticks and they'll cover the head of the log up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll proceed to beat the log with these sticks.
What the hell?
So that the log poops out all the candy.
No, I can't.
They sing a song, and I can't find the English version, but we have the song.
Caga tio, caga toro, te vayas do peño.
Made from nuts and peanuts. Don't poop out.
It
says don't poop out sardines.
Caga tio.
If you do not poop, I'll beat you with a stick. Da. They beat the kid. Beat the crap out of it with a stick. Until it poops out all the candy. And it's a happy day on Christmas because you get all the candy pooped out of a log. And the final thing is you take the log and you throw it in the fire because it's useless. And the last gift that it gives you is warmth for your Christmas.
That's cute. I'm getting you a poop log for Christmas.
I'm going to make you a poop log for Christmas now that I know how to make one.
I want makeup in it and snacks.
Oh, man, I tell you.
Good stuff. Good times.
Poop. Oh. There's a lot of pooping going on during Christmas, Jen. It's a tradition.
Well, yeah, there's that. So go out to Costco and get some giant things of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And pass them out.
And, you know, as a tradition also, I know there's, you know, a lot of pooping going on around Christmas time and that, but in Japan, now this is interesting. I mean, we'll probably do this because nobody wants to cook this year for Christmas. In Japan, they actually go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get some wangs for Christmas.
Ain't no thing like a Christmas wang.
Christmas wangs. Is that Christmas wing or wang? Well, wang.
Well,
Christmas
wang. I wouldn't even think about that.
You get some chicken wangs.
Wang got wings.
Chicken wang. But anyhow, we know that this show has not been about the paranormal this year, but we just want to do something a little different. And what we're going to do now, seeing that you've listened to this whole show and haven't turned us off yet, we're going to give you a little gift.
Yes, we are. So we're going to do some trivia. And the first person to give us the correct answers, just put them on our Facebook page. We're going to send you a little Christmas present from 222. We haven't figured it out yet, but you'll get something.
So. I have a feeling it's going to be small, furry, and white.
Yes. So, Yeti, let's get right into this, okay?
Yeti, let's do this. Let's. Yeti, don't hold me back.
Okay. Ready, Yeti. Okay. So
you might get something, you know, a little white, furry.
It'll be a white Christmas.
So
I'm dreaming.
Let's not waste any time.
Christmas.
Yeti right into it. Maybe you'll be able to guess what it is.
Yeti, steady, go. Okay. All right. So give us the answers to these trivia questions all about Christmas. Okay. Number one. What country did eggnog come from?
Ooh.
Okay. Where did eggnog originate?
The origination of eggnog.
Just the country, okay?
Okay. That's question number one.
Question one. Two. What country started the tradition of putting up the Christmas tree?
Ooh, that's a good one because I don't even know that.
I'll tell you later, okay?
Don't tell me on air because they'll find out.
In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? So that's three, right?
Just go to like 20 and then, no, just kidding.
Yeah. Like, well. Okay. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song?
Which Christmas song?
The Christmas song.
Is that
the
name?
The Christmas song. Okay.
Tell you how.
That's a good one.
Tell you how up I am on the Christmas music.
Okay. And then the last one, you guys. Okay. In the movie Christmas Story, what was the name of the neighbor's dog who ate the Christmas turkey?
Ooh, yeah. I don't even think I know that. I don't want to look at the answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so put those answers.
That's cheating.
Because
I might win.
Don't be Googling
this. Oh, I can't
stuff.
Win.
You guys got to guess. No, so like first person is going to put the correct answers on the page. We'll send you a little Christmas present.
A little one.
A little tiny.
Little furry.
Little fuzzy wuzzy.
Not Yeti. Actually, Yeti. Hint.
Okay. They get it. They're baby. Getting a Yeti. All right.
All right. So there are the trivia questions. If just for you because you've been listening to the show and you didn't
something.
Turn us off yet for our Christmas
for
show.
Our listeners.
A small tradition that we had growing up was always to listen to the police radio. And I want to play this for you. I know you heard it last year or the year before.
We're going to continue the tradition.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. Just leaving you on a positive note and some happy note. So here it is.
30, can you get a call back? See if the caller's still here. I'm not seeing her stomach or something.
Copy, and I'll cruise in by unless you have an emergency.
Attention all cars and listeners. Be on the lookout for a short, jolly individual dressed in red and trimmed in white who is constantly saying, ho, ho, ho. Subject was last seen operating a sleigh being pulled by eight reindeer. southbound from the North Pole. The subject's method of operation is that he spreads joy and cheer everywhere. If the subject is observed, all units are advised to assist the subject as much as possible. If found, the subject will bring you happiness all year long. All the members of the Tulare Police Division, the operators of the communications section, and this officer would like to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas. WNCE 682, KTS 670, 2400 hours, Christmas Day, 2009.
And just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas from 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Yes, happy holidays for whatever religion you choose to believe in.
Yep.
But we just want to, Joe and I, wish you a very, very happy holidays. Happy New Year. We cannot wait until 2020 because we got some wonderful things, all exciting things coming for 2020. So you guys got to stay tuned.
Some great conventions, great guests.
Yep. And some surprises.
Okay.
I can't tell you now, but we got some stuff in store. So you guys make sure you stay tuned, listen to the podcast. Share the podcast with your friends. Let them know that we're
here. That's a big thing. Share. Just help us out. Oh. Doesn't cost you a dime.
No, but it's
free
to listen.
Doesn't cost you a dime.
Joe's got a dime.
All right, so let's leave with a little rehab because we need some rehab from this show from 60 Second Crush.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll get back with the ghosty stuff next week.
All right, everybody, take care. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Ho, ho, ho!